弟兄姐妹，请你打开到马太福音第五章。
Brothers and sisters, please open your Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 5.
好，我们再把十三节念一下，好不好？
Let's also read verse 13.
好，我们一起来。你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。我们一起祷告。我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你救了我们。
We thank you for your saving.
你不嫌弃我们。
You don't despise us.
你接纳我们每一个人。
You receive us, each one of us.
你给我们这样子的信心。
You give us faith.
让我们相信你为我们所成就的事情。
So that we may believe that what you have accomplished for us.
让我们能够明白属天的事情。
So that we can know what is in heaven.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们把今天这一段时间仰望在你的手中。
We uplift today's time into your hands.
我们求你自己的圣灵来光照我们，引导我们，让我们明白你的话。
May the Holy Spirit guide us and shine upon us so that we can understand your words.
我们感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank you and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢神，我们讲完了八福哈。
We're so grateful that we have to talk about the blessings.
那么这八福呢，只是登山宝训的前面一个开始哈。
It was just the beginning of the Sermon of the Mount.
那么五六七三章呢，整个全部都是主耶稣在山上面的，我们叫做登山宝训。
Chapter 5, 6, and 7 were all called the Sermon on the Mount.
那我知道你们每一个人都能够背下来八福了，对不对？
I know that all of you can memorize and remember the 11.
我不会叫你们背哈。
I'm not going to ask you to memorize.
不过盼望你们能够继续的去每天能够默想这八福。
I hope that each day you can meditate upon the blessings.
你每天默想一个福，对不对？
So every day you meditate on one of the blessings.
到第七天的时候，把全部都默想一遍。
So that at the seventh day you can think about everything again.
那么接着第十三节到第十六节，主耶稣继续在讲这个登山宝训。
So in chapter 5, the verses 13 to 16, Christ continued to talk about the Sermon on the Mount.
他用了两个比喻。
He used two examples.
他说第一个，他说你们是世上的盐。
He said that you are the salt of the earth.
然后第十四节的时候，他说你们是世上的光。
And in verse 14, he said that you are the light of the earth.
盐和光都是我们每天都会碰到的。
Salt and light is something that we have to encounter each day.
盐我们可以吃的，对不对？
Salt we can eat.
然后我们盐每天都需要。
We need salt each day.
然后我们每天都会看到光。
Every day we see light.
如果没有光的话，我们没有办法在这个世界上活下去。
If we do not have light, we cannot survive on this earth.
那么光和盐呢，有一个性质是比较像的。
So the common denominator of salt and light is.
那么都是防止腐败。
So that it is, we will not rust.
对不对？那个肉我们不希望它坏，我们就加盐哈，然后腌它。
So in order to keep the meat fresh, we add salt into the meat.
所以它不会腐败。
So it will not rust.
那么光呢，是照在黑暗里。
And the light shines upon the darkness.
所以保罗在以弗所书那边就告诉我们说，我们是光明的子女。
So in the book of Ephesians, Apostle Paul reminded us that we're the children of light.
基督是光明的。
Jesus Christ is light.
所以他告诉我们，行事为人就应当像光明的子女。
So whatever we do, we have to do it as the light, the children of light.
那他就告诉我们，光是可以把那些暗昧可耻、见不得人的事情显明出来。
Because light will reflect upon the sin and the dirt of this earth.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们回想一下八福的话
，Brothers and sisters, if we think about the eight blessings,
我们会想到有这八福的人在人群中啊。真的是盐和光。
If you possess the eight blessings, you will be the salt and light among the people.
我就想到这些人就好像诗篇第一篇里面所说的。
So I remember what it said in the Psalm in the first chapter.
不但是自己蒙福。
Not only that you are blessed.
好像而且好像一个杯子一样。
It's just like a cup.
那有人呢一直往里面加水。
And continue to pour water.
最后会满，对不对？
And the cup runs over.
然后你再继续加水。
And you continue to run.
这个水就会溢出来，就会满出来。
So you will flow over the cloud.
然后你再继续加，这个水就流到四周。
So that continue to pour in, that water will flow to other places.
如果你再加，
and you continue to,
它就一直流，越流越远。
So that the will flow further and further away.
这就是诗篇第一篇讲的，说的我们是福杯满溢。
So this is what it means in Psalm 1, that we are, the cup runneth over.
这个储备啊，不是只是到满了就好了。
It's not just the cup is full.
神还要继续的加。
We'll continue, God will continue to bless us.
让它能够满出来。
So that it runs over.
让它能够流出来。
So that it can flow.
流到你四周的人。
Flow to the people around you.
不但你自己能够蒙福。
Not only that you are blessed.
你周围的人也因此而蒙神的恩典。
But the people around you are blessed by you.
那今天呢，我们不注重这个盐哈。
Today we're not going to focus on salt.
今天我们要注重十四节到十六节我们所讲的光。
Today we're going to focus on the light between verse 14 to 16.
好，我们再看一下十四节，他说你们是世上的光。
In verse 14, it says you are the light of the world.
光是藏不住的，对不对
？You cannot hide ground.
你说啊，我有一个黑盒子，然后呢，里面有光，但是这个黑盒子如果只要有一个缝隙。光就会露出来。
So you may have a black box and you have light inside, but just a little, needle, hole, you can see the light.
而且只要有光，黑暗就不见了。
And when there's light, there's no darkness.
我想你们有的时候夏天在院子里面做院子里面的活的时候。
So sometimes when you are doing work around the garden.
你们有没有看到有的时候把那个石头一扒开？
Once you dip, sometimes lift a rock.
下面有很多的那些虫啊，就哇到处跑，对不对
？So there are all kinds of little critters.
他们在找什么呢
？So what do what?
他们就是在找一个地方藏起来。
What were they looking for? They're looking for a rock so that they can hide from the light.
因为他们见不得光的。
Because they cannot face light.
那么人看见了，当光露出来时，人就知道那里有光。
So when there's light, people would know that there is light.
主耶稣在世上的时候，他到哪里都藏不住的。
When Christ was in on earth, no matter where he goes, he cannot be hidden.
人都跟着要来找他。
People will follow him.
这是我们看见主耶稣他自己讲，他说我是世界的光。
This is why Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
那他也告诉我们，他说你们是世上的光。
And yet he said, you are the light of the world.
好，我们再继续看下去。他说，城照在山上是不能隐藏的。
We cannot continue to see. A city on a hill cannot be hidden.
这个地方必须要把我们带回旧约里面。
So this will bring us back to the Old Testament.
我们在诗篇里面，我们在旧约里面，我们都看见神把耶路撒冷城照在山上。
We have seen the book of Psalms that God has built.The city of Jerusalem on top of the hill.
神的目的是要人能够看见神的见证。
The purpose of God is so that people can see his testimony.
其实我自己相信在那里他也预表主耶稣啊，预表神的子民。
Because I also see that that is the testimony of the coming of Christ.
但是以色列和犹大他们都悖逆了。
But yet the Israelites and they are denied that.
他们不信神。
They do not believe in God.
所以原来是一个很荣美的城。
So such a glorious city.
是造在山上，是要吸引人流归向耶和华。
Was built on the hill to attract people to you.
可是因为以色列人不信。
But yet the Israelites do not believe.
却成了人们取笑的对象。
They become a mockery.
这是当我们在看诗篇的时候，或者是在看。先知书的时候，很多时候让你看了你会很难过。
So when we are studying Psalms or the prophecies, you feel so hurt.
原来一个神的城
，God's city，
变成被人取笑的对象。
It became a target of mockery.
里面充满了羞辱。
And it has shame and deceit.
一直到最后，尼布甲尼撒王巴比伦王来了，把他城墙毁掉了。
Until the king of Babylon destroyed the city.
这是把我们带到旧约里面。
So that brought us to the Old Testament.
神让我们看见神，他是要造在山上面。
God wants to build this on top of the hill.
是不能隐藏的。
Cannot be hidden.
但是以色列人失败了。
But yet, the Israelites denied that.
接下去我们继续看。他说人点灯不放在斗底下是放在灯台上面就照亮一家的人。
Instead, she neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on the stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house.
所以等一下我们会先讲，现在我们再看第十六节。
So let's continue to look at verse 16.
他说，你们的光也当这样照在人前。
In the same way, let your light shine before men.
叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
That they may see your good deeds. And praise your Father in heaven.
我们先看16节在这里，他主的，这是主的一个命令。
And this is a command on verse 16.
他说，你们的光也当这样照在人前。
So that your light may be before people.
这是当，就是说你们应当这样照在人前。
And this is a command, you should.
我们要遵守主的道，对不对？
We want to follow Christ, yes?
弟兄姐妹，你们要不要遵守神的话？
Brother, sister, do you want to obey Jesus Christ?
要不要？要哈，要的举手。 OK， 感谢神啊！其实我没有看你们哪一个举手了哈，这是你们跟神举手的。还是呢，我们要遵守主的命令，我们一定要明白主的命令是什么，对不对？
If we want to obey Christ, we have to know the meaning of His command.
在这16节，他说：“你们的光也当这样照在人前。”
So verse 16 it says that they may see your good deeds in the light.
那么这个也这样是什么意思？
That they may see, what does that mean?
这是我们就要去想的哈。
So we need to think about it.
所以我们要回到第15节。
So let's go back to verse 15.
15节他说，人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
It says here, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on the stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house.
所以15节是一个比方。
So verse 16 is explaining.
然后他也告诉我们这是一个事实。
But yet, this example is also a fact.
人点灯，这个人是谁呢？
So people lit up their light. So who are these people?
这个人就是神他自己。
This person is God himself.
他点了灯。
He lit up the light.
那么这个灯是指的谁呢？
So what does this light?
就是基督耶稣。
It's Jesus Christ.
他点灯不是放在斗底下的。
He lit up the light. He did not put under.
而是放在灯台上面。
But yet he put it on the stand.
不是藏起来的。
He did not hide the light.
结果就会照亮一家的人。
So that the light may shine upon the whole family.
我们可以从路加福音11章33节到36节，我们可能就会比较明白了。
We can also turn to the Gospel of Luke.
11章33节到36节。
Chapter 11, 33 to 36节。
在这里，我们会更明白主耶稣他讲这句话，他讲这一段话是什么意思。
So from here, we can understand even more what Jesus was referring to.
让我们一起念。
Let us read together.
没有人点灯放在地印子里，或是斗底下，总是放在灯台上，使进来的人得见亮光。你眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。 眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。所以你要醒察，恐怕你里头的光或者黑暗了。若是你全身光明，毫无黑暗，就必全然光明，如同灯的明光照亮。你们有没有找到？
Did you find the verses?
找到了哈。 OK， 那么在这里他就告诉我们，对不起啊，那个字我去查了，我听了好像是个印字哈，但是呢，我觉得新译本。 我很高兴，他把它换成地窖的窖啊。那么没有人点灯，是放在地窖里面的。
No one lights a lamp and puts it in the place where it will not people cannot see.
那么地窖子里面是用来做什么呢？是来藏酒跟藏食物的。
So the basement is for preservation of food and wine.
这个人点灯不是放在，不是藏起来的。
So when people get the light, they're not trying to hide it.
总是放在台子上，使进来的人可以看见亮光。
So they put it in the stand, so whoever walk in can see the light.
天父差遣主耶稣来到这个世界上。
When Heavenly Father sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to this world.
他就是要人能够看见主耶稣。
He wants people to see Jesus Christ.
他就是要人能够看见耶稣，他这个福音的光是真光。
He wants to see the light of the gospel.
没有隐藏的。
There's nothing hidden.
如果我们往前面看，从29节到32节，你大概就能够明白了。
If we look at Luke chapter 11 verse 29, we'll understand this even more.
当时有一些人，法利赛人，他们来问耶稣哈，然后耶稣就回答他们，他说那个邪恶的世代想要看神迹。
At the time, some crowds of Pharisees asked that Jesus replied, "This is a wicked generation. He asked for a miraculous sign."
主就直接的告诉他们，人子就是这个世代的神迹。
And Jesus told them, "The Son of God is the miracle you're about to see."
他让他们看见，在他身上就要发现，就要发生三天三夜，他要在地里面。
There will be 3 days and 3 nights that Jesus will be under the ground.
他告诉他们，他就是那一位。
He told them, "I am Him."
然后他也告诉他们，他说当审判的时候，他就是审判的主。
And He also said.At the judgment day, he will be the judge.
然后他也告诉他们，他比约拿、比所罗门都大。
And he is more divine than Solomon and Jonah.
所以主耶稣他说，你们也当这样。这个这样到底是什么意思
？So Jesus said, you have to be this way. So what does that mean?
怎么样呢
？So how do you behave?
就好像神他设立耶稣做世界的光。
So when God established Jesus as the light of the world,
是为世人所预备的。
Is to prepare this for the people of the world.
是非常清楚的，主耶稣来到这个世界上没有隐藏的。
It was clearly stated and defined as nothing hidden.
那么在旧约里面。我们就说啊，旧约里面为什么没有提到呢
？So we say why was this not mentioned in the Old Testament？
其实旧约里面一再的启示。
But yet the Old Testament did remind us。
只是没有明说而已。
It just was not so explicit。
所以希伯来书第一章第一节到第二节那边告诉我们。
So in the book of Hebrews verses 1 and 2。
那么他在那边说告诉我们，他说神在古时候借着。众先知多次多方的晓谕我们。
God said that through the ancient times He used the prophets to keep telling us.
然后在这个末世的时代，又借着他儿子来把这件事情说明了。
At the end of this age, He sent His Son to explain to us again.
所以他告诉我们，我们的光。也应当那样子照在人前。
So he said, your light must also shine.
没有隐藏。
There's nothing hidden.
而且直接的。
And directly.
让人家一看到就知道，耶稣就是那一位。
The one people see it as that Jesus is God.
我想在圣经里面，我觉得使徒保罗最清楚这件事情。
I think Apostle Paul is the one that's the clearest about this.
我们一起看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn to
哥林多后书第四章
Corinthians chapter 4
从第三章开始从第三章十八节一直到第四章第六节哥林多后书第三章十八节
Corinthians chapter 3
第十八节我念给你们听他说我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光好像从镜子里反照就变成主的形状荣上加荣如同主从主的灵变成的这个让我们看见我们的光是从哪里来的大家看到第四章第一节他说我们既然蒙怜悯受了这职分就不上胆乃将那些暗昧可耻的事弃绝了不行诡诈不妙讲神的道理只将真理表明出来好在神面前把自己建以个人的良心然后接下去他到第六节的时候他就说那第五节他说我们原不是传自己乃是传主基督耶稣并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上看到没有在这里保罗他就让我们看见他说他不讲其他的东西
Apostle Paul did not talk about anything else
他就是直接的讲福音
He talked about the gospel
也就是他自己所听见他自己所看见的
what he has seen and what he has heard.
他怎么听见，他怎么看见，他就怎么信，然后他就怎么传扬。
How he saw it, that's how he spread the gospel.
他告诉别人也是一样。
He says this is the same.
他只讲耶稣基督和他钉十字架的道理。
All he talk about is how the fact that God Jesus died on the cross.
他把那些暧昧可耻的事都弃绝了。
He gave up all the darkness.
他也不行诡诈。
He has no deceit.
他也不妙讲神的道理。
He does not create his.
他也不传他自己。
He does not talk about himself.
啊，就是要叫人能够看见基督福音的真光。
He just wants to see the true light in Jesus Christ.
所以这就像主耶稣所讲的。
It's just like what Jesus has said.
所以可以这个光被照出来之后，就可以照亮那些进来的人。
So that when the light is lit. It can shine among all the people.
不用其他的东西来代替。
It does not need any substitutes.
他不会为了投其所好、投人所好，所以讲一些他们喜欢听的东西。
It does not need to create stories to please people.
他也不加外衣。
It doesn't have to add anything.
我说就是外面填的这些东西哈。
It doesn't have to add other monetary value.
他也不冲淡福音。
It doesn't have to dilute the gospel.
这就是主耶稣讲的，他说你们的光也当这样照在人前。
So he said that light shine out the darkness just like this.
那么接下去我们要想一下，我们的光从哪里来的
？So let's think about where does our light come from.
就是从信基督的福音而来的。
It comes from the gospel of Christ.
刚才我们念了哥林多后书第四章第五节到第六节那边，我们很清楚的知道，这是一个真正的光。
Just now we read through 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 4, we know where the true light comes from.
就好像在旧约里面神创造宇宙万物的时候，他说吩咐光就有光，光就从黑暗里面出来了。
Just like Genesis, when God said, let there be light, and the light came about.
然后我们刚才看到路加福音第11章34节那边的时候，
And also through the Gospel of Luke, we saw this.
他就讲到说，他说我们的眼睛若是嘹亮，
If our eyes are bright，
那么他说你的眼睛就是灯，身上的灯哈，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明，眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。保罗他体会到这件事情。
If your eyes is bright, then you can see the light.
我以前不太了解这个嘹亮，然后你去看原文的时候，他是说专一，他是说很清楚啊，就是说独一的这个意思。
You need to be focused and concentrated and in unity.
现在我比较清楚了。
Now I'm clear.
他就是让我们，他就是告诉我们，我们眼睛必须要看见那个真的东西。
Actually says that we have to focus on the truth.
保罗就是眼睛看见了这个真的东西。
Apostle Paul saw the truth.
他说如果你看见了这个东西的话，那么你照着他所告诉你的去了解去相信，他说你里面的黑暗就会变光明了。
If you see the truth, and that will be the light that will shine upon you, and you know that that's the true light.
如果你的眼睛不是那个样子看的话，
However, if your eyes cannot see the light,
或者是说我们跟人家传福音的时候，我们把一些其他的东西加进来的话，
Or if we distort the gospel,
你知道它里面的黑暗仍然在那个地方。
That distortion still carries in itself darkness.
所以我们传福音，我们不管是个人跟人家传福音，或者是教会跟人家传福音，我们必须要让人家看见或者是听见那个福音的真光。
This is why whether we do a personal witness or church witness, you have to let people know the true light.
不是病得医治。
It's not like healing of a sickness.
不是找到了工作。
It's not finding a job.
也不是人际关系的改善。
It's not improvement of human relations.
是你的罪。
It's your sin.
因为你远离了神。
Because you have distanced yourself from God.
你生活中没有神。
Your life is without God.
你过了这么一生之后，将来你要面对神的审判。
After this life, you have to stand the judgment.
圣经上告诉我们说，那个时候主耶稣同他的有能力的天使从天上降临的时候，
At that time when God sent his power angels,
在火焰中显现的时候，
In the fire,
他要报应那些不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣基督福音的人。
And he will judge those that does not know Jesus Christ.
他们要受刑罚。
they will be punished.
这个刑罚是什么呢？
So what is the punishment?
这个刑罚就是永远的沉沦。永远的沉沦。
Eternal suffering.
然后他说你会，他会永远离开主的面和他的全能的荣光。
You will be without the glory of God and God's light.
你就永远在黑暗里了。
You'll be in darkness forever.
所以马太福音第六章那边就告诉我们说，他说那里面的黑暗是何等的大。
So in Gospel of Matthew, it says, how great is the darkness?
兄姐妹，你有没有想过？
Have you ever thought about it?
你有没有想过你最心爱的人在你旁边？
Your dearest people around you.
你要怎么样把这个福音传给他？
How do you bring this gospel?
你要看见的就是那个黑暗是何等的大。
So you have to see how deep the darkness is.
我记得以前看过一个报纸。
I remember seeing this in newspaper.
那么有一个人就说他死的时候。
He said one person was about to die.
后来他又回来了。
And he came back.
你知道人家问他说你看见了什么吗？
So people asked him what have you seen?
他讲了一句话很有意思。
So he said something really interesting.
他说我没有看见人家所说的大光。
He says, I have not seen this great light.
人家问他说你看见了什么？
So what have you seen?
他说我看见了大黑暗。
He says, I saw the great darkness.
弟兄姐妹，这是真的。
Brothers and sisters, that's true.
神这样把主耶稣显明出来。
God revealed Jesus Christ to us.
我们也应当这样子把福音告诉别人。
We need to spread the gospel to others.
不但我们告诉别人，
Not should we only tell people.
我们活在人的面前也是一样，把这个福音就这样子告诉别人。
We have to be a living testimony of the gospel.
我们的生活也要显出来，基督的福音的真光已经照在我的心里了。
We have to reveal the light inside us in our actions.
所以我们再回到马太福音第五章第十六节。
So let's go back to Matthew chapter 5, verse 16.
主耶稣又带回到我们他所讲的这个命令啊，他说你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
God remind us again, in the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds.And praise your Father in heaven.
主耶稣把光照在人前和好行为连在一起了。
Jesus Christ connected light to the good deeds.
然后一个目的是什么呢？
So、
就是把荣耀归给神。
To bring glory to God the Father.
弟兄姐妹，基督的福音不是只有言语。
The gospel is not just in words.
还要有我们的行为的见证。
Has to be a testimonial of our actions.
保罗写信给帖撒罗尼迦教会的时候，
Paul wrote to a testimonial.
他告诉他们说，他说我知道你们是蒙拣选的。
He said, I know you have been chosen.
保罗很有把握。
Apostle Paul was very confident.
我有时在想，我们传道人如果能够像他那个样子的话，
I was thinking that as a preacher, if we can just be like Apostle Paul.
啊，我们都很有把握。
We are confident.
保罗为什么这么有把握？
So why is that Apostle Paul was so?
他说我知道你们是蒙拣选的。
Because he said, I know that you have been chosen.
他说因为我们的福音传到你们那里。
Because our gospel is at your face.
不独在乎言语。
It's not the word alone.
也在乎全能和充足的信心。
It's also based upon faith and the power of God.
接下去他就告诉他们。
Then continuing, he said yes.
他说正如你们知道我们在你们那里的时候为你们的缘故是怎么样为人的。
And he said, when we were with you, you have seen our action.
看到没有，保罗他很清楚地知道他的行为是因着福音而显出来的。
Apostle Paul knew the deed was the result of the gospel.
所以当他把福音告诉他们的时候，
so when he was telling them the gospel,
再加上他自己的生活行为，
in addition, he used his own actions,
他就知道这些帖撒罗尼迦人听到的是什么东西。
Then he knows the listener have heard.
然后他也看见这些帖撒罗尼迦人，他们虽然是遭到了很大的逼迫，但是他们仍然领受了福音的真道。
Even though they were under a lot of persecution, but yet they have received the true gospel.
所以保罗他很大胆的，他就告诉他们，他说：“我知道你们是蒙拣选的。”
So that's why Apostle Paul was so bold to say, "I know that you have been selected."
我们再看看使徒彼得的信。
Let's also look at Apostle Peter's.
就是我们今天擘饼的时候，我们念的这一段经文。
It is in the First Peter, the verse.
第二节，第二章啊，第二十到。
First Peter chapter.
第二章。我们不看我们今天所念的，但是呢，我们看第十二节哈。
Let's look at verse 12.
他说：“你们在外邦人中，应当品性端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。”在这里。
This has good light among the pagans, that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God.
然后我们再接下去看到。今天我们所念的这一段经文的时候，他就告诉我们什么叫做我们的好行为。
So what does it mean, our good deeds?
好行为就是告诉我们说，在当我们在逆境当中，当我们被人家逼迫的时候。
The good deeds is when we are under persecution.
当我们被人家毁谤的时候。
When we have been defamed by people.
如果这些不是因为你自己的自私自利。
It's not because based upon our own strength.
不是因为你自己作恶。
It's not because that we have actually done anything wrong.
而是为了主名的缘故受了冤屈。
But because we did it for the name of Jesus Christ.
但是你却能够忍耐等候。
But yet we can continue to be still and wait.
有姐妹，人就看见那个真光在你的里面。
Then people can see the true light in you.
然后你把福音告诉他们。
So you tell them the gospel.
真的是就像保罗一样。
Just like Apostle Paul.
他会很有把握的告诉他们，他说：“我知道你们是蒙拣选的。”
He will be so confident and said that you have been chosen.
这就是主耶稣的命令。
This is a command from Jesus Christ.
我们要这样，就好像神把耶稣显在这个世界上，很直接的，没有隐藏的，让人看见他是基督的真光。
As God has given us light without being hidden.Then you can see Jesus as the true light.
我们不但我们是要讲这些东西
，Not should we all talk about.
我们的生活也是一样
，Our daily living should be the same.
让人看见这位耶稣是灯，是不会隐藏的
，So that people can see the light that is not hidden.
直接显明在人的面前
，So the light may shine in front of people.
叫进来的人看见了之后。叫进来的人看见之后，他就看见了光，他们就会把荣耀归给神。弟兄姐妹，这就是我们每一个人信了主之后，我们活在这个世界上的唯一的一个目标。
Brothers and sisters, this is our only objective as we live on this earth.
不管你是什么样的职业
，No matter what careers you have，
不管你是做什么的
，No matter what your profession is，
不管你是男的还是女的
，No matter whether it's male or female，
不管你有没有结婚
，No matter whether you're married，
不管你有没有小孩
，No matter whether you have kids，
不管你住在哪里
，No matter where you live，
不管你住什么样的房子
，No matter what kind of house you live in，
我告诉你，这是我们唯一的一个目标。
We have only one goal in life。
就是主耶稣所讲的，你们的光也当这样照在人前。
So that your light may shine among the people.
叫人看见你们的好行为。
So that people can see your good deeds.
便能够将荣耀归给神。
So that we can bring glory to God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord Jesus, who love us, we are filled with a thankful heart.
我们都是很软弱的。
We are also weak.
但是主，因为你自己，所以我们里面有那真光。
But yet, because of you, we have a true light.
让我们活在这个世界上，能够成为你的见证。
so that we can mirror your light on this earth.
人家一看见就知道你是那位真光。
So when people see the light, they know that you are the true light.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们这样子感谢祷告, 是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We're thankful and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.